Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What's up, guys? My name is Horacio.
And I'm Norice, and we will be on Zach Nichols' podcast, so you guys will want to tune in, and we're going to spill some tea, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols. What you waving over, man?
I was just covering your notes. I was trying to get you, fuck you up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
More importantly, though,
we got two monster special guests in the building.
The newest challenge relationship. What's the matter with you guys? Don't you know that those relationships never work?
I mean, it worked for you.
Very true.
Hold up, man. They need their round of applause. Mr. Yes. Norice and Mr. Horacio.
Thank you.
I made sure to wait till you were here to say your name right. I just want to make sure you know that. It's Horacio, right?
Horacio. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Everybody pronounces the H, but there's no H in
the H
Spanish.
Is silent.
The H is silent. Yeah. Okay, good. Good to
noted.
Know.
Noted. Good, good.
Yeah. Welcome to Detroit, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You guys went on a run this morning. He loves Detroit.
Okay? Did you do the 8-mile challenge?
Yeah, you went to 8-mile? No, you didn't.
So what we do normally with our guests is we give them a thermos of coffee, $500, and we drop them off in Joy at 8 Mile, and we pick them up the next day. Whoever
count me out.
Exactly. Whoever's got more money, more coffee.
No, you'll love this. We're dropping Horacio off at the hotel, and there was a swamp right there. He's like, yeah, I'm jumping in there. I was like, do not jump in there.
Literally said, doesn't it look good? He's like, it looks so cold. No.
We don't have the insurance money for that. Yeah. Do not do that.
Yeah. I don't have the insurance money for that.
Yeah. You guys have nice weather out here. That's why.
You brought it with you. It was shitty until you came from El Paso and brought the sunshine. This is the hottest day of the year. Really?
The little LA El Paso cocktail you brought is doing us a lot of justice. We can play golf right now. It feels so good outside.
Yeah, we canceled it because we had you guys here.
Yep.
Go after.
So there is so much to talk about. Yeah. We're just going to get right into it. Let's start with the episode. So we come back from the Conquest Elimination where you beat you. Oh, how did that feel losing to your girlfriend, man?
The real answer.
No, I was genuinely happy. I was extremely proud of her.
Just telling you right now, if I lost to Jenna in an elimination round, I'd never come back on the show. Just kidding. No, I'm.
Also, Jenna's a beast, though.
And that puzzles.
Okay.
Neither of us really are. Yeah, Here's my thing. That. It had to be an equalizer, but as soon as we saw that, I said to him, if the elimination round is the same as the first one where it's three puzzles, I was like, they have no shot. Because I said this last week, you led Nelson to a puzzle win. Mm-hmm. It's like, again, a blind guy on a ropes course, you let him through. So the fact that I was like, dude, don't count her out, and then you won it, I was like, damn.
That's my first question. How did you get so good at puzzles?
Yeah.
Everybody knows if they played with me. I actually love puzzles. I do them almost every day. Like, I casually, do them on my phone. I have puzzle books at home. I've always been someone that, enjoys doing puzzles for fun.
So. Well, you didn't do bad on the puzzles either. That was the thing.
No, he's actually really
good. You
were
crushing them.
I mean, I felt good. The little hate that I have received online, it was just like, oh, work on your puzzles and math. And I'm good. I think what went down, I mean, that's... Whatever.
If you had to lose, a puzzle's the way to go. That's what I always say. Because I got beaten a puzzle to lose like $450,000.
Well, Kylan made a very big point to tell us, like, hey, like, you know, Horacio, the rumor was is I might have to help him or whatever, but you were beating him like very easily in that first one. So he made a very, very point to say, like, no, this guy's got a brain on him as well as Braun. So let me ask you this, like, what is there a moment either in the challenge or in your life where you're like, wow, in these crunch time moments, I'm a critical thinker. Like, I know how to do it when it matters in terms of puzzles for you.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I really don't think it was the puzzles. I think I was just finally locked in. Well, they obviously don't show it, but right before we actually started the elimination, TJ came up to me with Sky. Sky is like the head
coach. Oh, I know Sky, yeah.
And they came over and they were just, you know, telling us like, congrats, whatever, you know, sucks. You guys are all down here. And TJ like just looked at me and was like, don't count yourself out. Like, I know that you're a woman. I know you're going against the two strongest guys, but like, give it your all, because genuinely I went in there saying I'm throwing it. I'm going to give it to them. One of them deserves to actually win more than I do. And I was like, and then if one of them wins, they're definitely going to go to the final, and then they will win and just break me off. And that was my thought.
And we had heard that you were a little bit conflicted one of the night or two before, even thinking about leaving yourself, just overwhelmed with the situation. Is that true?
Yeah, 100%. I knew. Well, I packed my bags the night before because I knew I was going into elimination the next day. I didn't care what anybody said to me. I didn't care what Jay said, Olivia, Michelle, anybody. I didn't trust nobody. I didn't believe anybody. I said, I know for a fact, they felt it in my bones. I'm going in. So I'm going to do you guys the favor and I'm going to pack now. And I did. I packed early the next day when they were like, hey, Nerys, you're going into elimination. You have to pack. I was like, my bags are already packed, actually. So, yeah, that was my thought process.
My bags stayed packed the entire season.
Yeah, they were. So for me, like, that was it. TJ telling me that to, like, give it my all and that not to count myself out because I was a woman. And then as it went, as I was there, I was like, wait, like, he's absolutely right. Let me at least give it my all. And if I lose, I lose. But imagine not giving your all and then you lose. And you're like, well, maybe. Like, what would have happened if I would have tried?
It's a shitty feeling to not give your all.
Right. Yeah. And like, having the skill, though, having the skill of being able to do a puzzle is a lot different than the lights are on, the moment is now, and you perform. So, like, that's a big deal. Round of applause for Nerys, please. For real. That's
and
awesome.
I don't think Horacio would have appreciated you throwing it. Right?
For sure.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
No, honestly, the one thing that made me change my mind about throwing it was when TJ said it was one winner. So at that point, I was like, okay, I have to give it my all. If it was going to be two winners, I was definitely going to throw it for both him and Kylan. Like, that was my thought process. The moment he said it's one, I was like, well, I kind of have to try now because, like, if he stays, I mean, Kylan go, or Kylan stays and we go, I was like, I'm going to be upset either way.
Sure.
I was like, so I got to give it my all and then, you know, let the best man win at that point instead of just throwing it.
In solidarity throughout the whole, like, conquest elimination situation, you guys weren't telling anyone any details. But something tells me you might have told her a little bit about it or no.
No. So I was actually super annoyed with him because when he first came back, he was like, I'm not telling you anything. Trust me, it's for your own good. And same thing with Kylan. Okay. And I was like, but I'm your best friend. Like, tell me what happened.
Yeah,
and he refused to tell me. So I didn't know. When we're finally going to the elimination, we get on the bus driving to there, and they both him and Kylan were like, okay, so now we're telling.
Yeah. What was the logic behind that?
I did tell you the night prior as well.
You didn't tell me what it was.
Well, how did you know it was going to be the same? You didn't know it was going to be the same, though, either.
No, he didn't know. The only thing he had told me was...
I told you how it went down.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me. You guys, you and Kylan went in detail to, like, how everything actually went and... the three courses and everything else, the three puzzles. And then you guys explained to me what happened with Zaza and everything. You guys told me that on the bus. You guys didn't tell me that before. You literally didn't.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You didn't.
Okay. I told you the night prior. And then when we were in the bus, Kylan jumped in and I was like, I already told her. Because he asked me, did you already tell her? I said, yes.
I don't remember that.
This is so cute. Okay.
If he says that, I don't remember, but I guess.
It's going to happen a million more times. I don't know how many times I've had to share my plans with Jenna every single day. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, so wait, what are you doing today? And I'm like,
us women are always right. I don't know about you
guys.
That's
the truth. monster win. You come back to the house and you're kind of obligated to embrace everyone and you're forced to give Jay the fakest hug I've ever seen in my life.
See it in my face. I was just like,
Here's my question. Going back to that moment, was there anyone you actually wanted to see and anyone left in the house that gave you any sort of comfort at all?
To be honest, no. When I came back, I really was like yeah, fuck everybody. That's really my mindset. But I didn't want to go in there and like tear the house apart. I didn't want to go in there because I had to think. I'm like, all right, we still have one more elimination. Mm-hmm. And if I can do anything to kind of like get the pressure off of me, I'm going to try to do that. So I'm going to go in there, get them scared that I eliminated these two guys.
Yeah.
Tell them, fuck you guys, because at the end of the day, fuck you guys. I don't like you guys.
To be honest, fuck all you guys.
Yeah, no, literally every single one of you, like yeah. I said. And that's just, yeah, that's how I felt. But I didn't want to go in there and do too much. Aside from that, I honestly, watching it back, I think the only person that was genuinely happy for me was Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was the only person that was actually happy to see. He obviously disagrees, but she actually really was the only one that was genuinely happy to see.
Sweet little lies. Tell me lies.
We have our thing with Michelle. Okay.
Yeah, I think she's a witch.
This is
I'm with you.
Yep. You're with her?
I swear. She listens to Stevie Nicks on repeat.
This is for you, Horacio. Going back to the previous episode, when you come back from elimination, Nerys tells you everyone was shook, and then you gave Olivia the attention, love, and embrace she had been yearning for all season. Talk about what you said in that moment and the significance of the pinky promise, because we all know that made it serious. So tell us about that moment and like what made you kind of show a little bit of emotion in that moment.
Well, I think watching her in tears is obviously like, wow, okay. Because the whole entire season, as you guys saw, she wasn't sure about me and all that. I don't know exactly why, but you know, once I saw her in tears, I'm like, well, okay, she's now on my side. She finally like opened up her eyes and she's like, oh yeah, I need him here. And so that's why I was just like, look, everything's okay. Nerys made the right decision. You're here, you're safe. And that's all I wanted, right? And then, I mean, the pinky promise, we didn't really like, promise anything there, but it was just like,
no, it was
like
just
I got you. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, I got you. Like, yeah, don't ever sure. doubt me
for sure.
But you know, that was short lived, probably like a day.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Literally,
can you
even when I was watching that, you and I was like, oh shit, they're all safe. I did not think that she would do that. And man, I bet she wished she did, because that would have made her a legend if she made
it would have been an iconic move.
It would have been huge.
I'm because, not gonna.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm not going to lie. I reached out to production to get like actual footage of.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Me and her discussing the night prior and the morning of to do that exact move, to like, if Michelle for some reason saved her, for her to save me, I save Horacio, Horacio saves Kylan, and then we were gonna save Mariah because we knew that's who Michelle wanted to save. And that was the plan.
Right, so helping everybody out.
Yeah. And in that scenario, what, the bottom three is Colleen, Berna, and Corey?
We didn't care. We didn't care who the bottom three were. We were like, once we pick Mariah, Mariah will save James. Whoever James saves, cool. As long as the other three people who genuinely at that point, we get that they were a part of Jay's alliance, but they were at the bottom. So we were like, okay, Jay and Michelle can't really be too pissed because they're at the bottom of your alliance and you're getting to save your main people.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what I thought.
We'll definitely talk more about that move. Let's continue. So like you said, you basically told everybody, like every single one of you guys, have you always like thrived in confrontational moments, and like who taught you to like talk that shit? Like,
oh, my older brother and my mom, I feel like we're all kind of the exact same people.
Sure.
I grew up watching my mom not take shit from anybody. Like I grew up watching her yell at men, she's going to stand her ground and she's going to win always. And then it was the same thing with my brother. I actually watched the challenge because my brother has always kind of been like super positive, but also like, don't let anyone mess with you ever. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter if they're big, small, skinny, fat, like whatever the case may be, like stand your ground.
Yeah. Give bro a shout out. What's his name?
Oh, my brother's name's Bam.
Yeah. Bam. Shout out to Bam.
Yeah, yeah. Is that short for black and mild?
No. That's awesome. Okay.
It's my favorite thing to smoke when I golf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Black the wood tip. The wood tip. Just a little recommendation. Okay. You come back. Olivia's very distraught, confiding in Michelle. And Michelle goes, this sucks. And I get it. Oh,
she's DTE, the gas company. I hear you, but let me tell you how that's not going to benefit me.
Yeah, I hear you and I made you do it, but it's okay because I say it's okay.
Yeah. And don't ever put my game in jeopardy or anyone that's going to but I hear you.
All right. There's a question coming, but there's a long lead up. So, Nerys, a few weeks ago, you made a decision that kept Jay safe and put Horacio and Kylan in jeopardy, which I criticized you for very openly. And Michelle essentially puts her and Olivia's friendship on the line in a split second moment, right? Basically, gun to your head situation for Olivia, where she chose to go with the plan, leaving both of you vulnerable. Even Colleen went from calling out the massive alliance to doing almost everything that they wanted to do with the exception of saving you. So here's my question. What made both of them so good at the art of manipulation throughout this season?
Are you talking about Jay and Michelle?
Yeah, what made them so good? Because they manipulated everyone.
Without winning, they were like, they didn't win.
It was the friendships. Yeah, not you. It was genuinely the friendships. Like, they were the only two. I don't think people realize the entire season of 39 was all rookies from 37 and rookies from 38. Jay and Michelle were the only two people that were on both seasons.
Got it.
So they're the only ones that have connections to everybody from 37 and everybody from 38. And so then obviously, like, you have the history of Emmanuel hooking up with Michelle before. So now she's trying to protect him. And I think what the weirdest part about it actually was that Jay really did have Kylan and Horacio's back from at the beginning, right?
Like, actually?
That was supposedly a thing, right? All of a sudden, obviously, we know when you room with certain people, then that kind of affects your relationships and everything in the house. He then became friends with Emmanuel in the house.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny when he consistently was saying, oh, yeah, you went against Emmanuel, you went against the group. I was like, Emmanuel was never my friend. I never even spoke to him until TJ told us, hey, you made it to the final.
Yeah.
Never spoke to him. Literally never. Actually, aside from the time that he was trying to attack me with Jay, literally never spoke. I knew nothing about Emmanuel other than that he danced and he was Romanian. And that's because everybody knew that.
Well, and he's an idiot. Because he's
100%.
He's sitting there saying, when you came back and saying, you can't get rid of me. And he's like, well, we didn't really try. And I'm like, wait a second. You put her in against the two toughest competitors in the house. What do you mean you didn't try? You gave her a death warrant. Mm-hmm. And she, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this guy has, he's almost, that's kind of Aesop-y.
Right.
You have no clue what's even going on.
Emmanuel's the worst one out of everybody in the cast.
You think he's the worst competitor?
No, not the worst competitor. Just, like, just the worst human.
Yeah.
If you actually think that they didn't try when you put it, I was like, the two strongest guys in the house you sent her against and you're trying to say you didn't try to get rid of her, I was like, this guy is a moron. That is a waste of a cast member, in my opinion. If you can't be honest in that situation even, let someone else shine. That was bad.
Yeah, come on, face tattoo. Think you're tough. So
never trust a guy with a face tat.
Speaking of the face tat, they cut to Emmanuel joining Mariah and Jay as they celebrate the fact that Kylan and Horacio are gone.
Little chest bumps.
And they made it to it. How did you guys feel in that moment? I'll start with you, Horacio. How did you feel in that moment when you watched it?
I watched certain parts that she showed me through FaceTime.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the episode.
It's a way to go.
I saw that though, and yeah.
I was like, look at this. I was like, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I definitely giggled, but absolutely not. I was disgusted. And obviously, Mariah texted me yesterday, being like, "Oh, tell Rossi, I said I'm sorry, and he can dance in the future against me or whatever." And he was like, he just stayed quiet. He's just like,
if you're gonna talk such a big game, and this is specifically for Jay and Emmanuel, right? The entire season, we're not scared. Whenever Emmanuel would get drunk, he would come up to me. He's like, look, I get it. You're the guy. Everybody wants you to win, but I'm going to be the one to take you out. And he's like, if I ever go down into elimination, I'm going to call you down. I'm going to be that guy and all this. And I'm like, cool story, man.
Oh, he's one of those guys?
Yeah. He's one of those.
Cool, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And he always wanted to
TV tough
that.
Guy.
But then you see him dancing, celebrating because I'm gone. It's like,
yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I would, if I'm in the game and I didn't have to run the final against you, I might dance as well. So. I'm just being honest. It'd be here's the thing. I did my homework and I'm watching 38 and I'm watching Jordan losing the game that I expect him to win it. And I call Jordan. I'm like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's like, dude, Horacio's the real deal. Like, yeah, he's tough. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, all right, if Jordan vouches for you, then that's legit.
That was my question for later, but how does it feel to have somebody that's renowned around the world as being one of, if not the GOAT, talk about you being one of the strongest?
I mean, there was no shit coming from. He straight up, Jordan, hand on the Bible, was like, real deal, legit athlete, 185, 6'1". And then you got the gentleman's pardon from CT.
Yeah.
You looked like a mom, like I watching her so son proud. Get the varsity letter. You were like, and you're out there getting the gentleman's pardon. So, like, the hype is real, isn't it? You can be honest.
How does it feel, man?
Yeah, well.
The hype is real, isn't it?
It's I guess, an honor just because, you know, in terms of Jordan, I have a lot of respect for him because I feel like we're very similar how we compete in that aspect. And so I know that day, that ride or die season, everybody's like, this is a pay-per-view event. And him and I had already spoken about it prior, like, it's going to be you and I, and we're gonna get it. And so once I got that win, it was like, okay. And I think that's when, I guess, people really started to see me as a true competitor. And then this last season, I think every time a champ walked in, they kind of just, like, you know, acknowledged me a little bit. Like, yeah. Okay, what else?
Every male that came in, every male champ that came in, they all went out of their way to be like, Horacio, you're here. You're amazing. You're a great stand. You're a really good stand-up guy. I've heard nothing but great things. Every single one of them, like, came in and gave him his flowers, which I thought was super nice.
Yeah, yeah, that felt nice.
Well, I said that if I had gotten brought in, which they didn't even call me, but let's say I did, and I'm looking at I didn't know anyone besides from what I've learned from doing the podcast, didn't know anyone out there.
Yeah.
But because Jordan had vouched for you, I was like, I would have to come in and basically ask you, like, what do you want me to do? Because Jordan vouched for you. So that's a big deal.
Thank you.
That's a lot of social equity. And as the kids today would say, you're him right now.
Yeah.
You are him right
now.
No.
So. Right now. No, right here,
you're
this lady.
On her. That's fine.
That's right. And so real quick, and just so you guys know, you guys are in the GOAT Media Studios. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's the greatest of his time and the greatest of her time. So it is very appropriate that you're in the building. Round of applause for the greatest of his time and the greatest of her time, please. Thank you so much. Okay, cool. So we'll get back to this episode here. Obviously, Michelle got purged this week, but is there any part of you that respects the Alliance member strategy? Because most of them made it to the final as planned.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you kind of have to give respect. Honestly, I will. He doesn't like them, so that's fine. but I do. I have to give them respect regardless because at the end of the day, them kissing Jay Michelle's ass got them to the final. So, hey, like, you did something right. Not speaking up when you wanted to, not having a backbone, that got you to the final. So congrats.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I mean, so, I'll do that. I'll say that as well. I don't want to say I respect them as competitors.
That, yeah, but, not,
you know,
all
they,
of them.
They
not
did
all
what,
of them.
What they had to do. And you know them, they made it further than I did. So props to them.
And then, okay, so I have a question for you, Zach, right? Because obviously you've played the game. So no, just not even
a few times.
But okay, so once or twice. Would you prefer to make it to the final with a bunch of layups and possibly lose to a layup, or go to the final with a bunch of actual competitors and then, you know, let the best man win?
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.